Previously on Coach, we found out that Kelly's husband, Stuart, had become the star of his own TV show called Buzzy the Beaver. Stuart was moving to California, and Minnesota wasn't all he was leaving behind.
Kelly, you're a part of Minnesota.
Well, you don't want me coming with you? What about our marriage?
That's a part of Minnesota.
Stuart was leaving. The marriage was over.
Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Well, what a bombshell, huh?
Oh, man. My wildest dreams, I never thought Stuart would dump Kelly. My wildest dreams, I always had her dumping him.
Oh, Jesus, the beaver. You want me to tell him to go away?
No. This could be interesting.
Is it okay if I go away?
What are you doing here?
I've come to talk with you man to man.
Well, that's going to be tough, Buzz, because there's only one man here.
Sir, I'm sure you must hate me for what I've done. But I think you know me well enough to know that I couldn't just walk away without facing you. You've been a big part of my life, and now that this chapter is ending, I feel our relationship needs and deserves some closure.
Closure?
Mm-hmm.
You got it. Stuart, from the very beginning, my instincts were dead on. He is a weeping, no good little weenie.
And you begged her not to marry him.
On my hands and knees, Christine, like a dog. But no, she wanted someone sensitive, someone spoke a little French. Oh, he spoke a little French, all right. Au revoir and out.
Okay, you were right. Is that what you'd like to hear?
That's exactly what I want to hear. From everyone who told me to mind my own business. From you, from Kelly, from her mother, from that pain-in-the-butt minister. I want you to all stand around and sing, Hayden was right, Hayden was right. You know why? Because I was.
Fine. But you better get this out of your system right now, because believe me, this is not what Kelly wants to hear tonight. She is coming over here for support. Not a bunch of I told you so's.
I'm her father. I can do both.
I know you're upset, and you have every right to be. But this is Kelly's pain. Tonight has got to be about her.
Christine, I know it's about her. Don't you think it's killing me that she's in pain? Don't you think that it's making me sick? I know it's about her.
I can't imagine what she must have felt like when Stuart told her it was over.
What garbage. Like everyone feels when they've been dumped. My God, everyone in the whole wide world knows what that feels like.
Right. It feels like garbage. I know that. Everybody knows what it feels like.
You've never been dumped, have you?
No.
It's unbelievable. Do the Guinness people know about you?
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys, we just came over to see how Kelly was doing.
Oh, she's not here yet.
Poor kid. Sure know what she's going through. I mean, I sure had my fair share of being dumped.
But hey, who hasn't?
Well, listen, since Kelly's not here, we're going to go on to the victory party.
What do you want us to tell people to ask why you're not there?
Shut up and mind your own business.
Is that me or the people that are asking?
It's the people, loser. Just tell them whatever you want. Just don't mention that Stuart dumped Kelly. She's embarrassed enough as it is.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll play dumb.
I know you thought you were going to be at that party tonight, not home putting your daughter's life back together, huh?
Oh, I'm a dad, Christine. Daughter's in pain. Can't think about how it screwed up my night. Human, though. Given anything if you dumped her tomorrow morning.
I am going to check on dinner.
Hey, honey, you know, this thing with Kelly may... Well, it may turn into a kind of a father-daughter huggy thing, you know, and you may feel a little awkward.
Gee, I hadn't even thought of that. Maybe I should leave.
No. I want you to stay. It's just that, well, you know, if I sense Kelly's starting to get a little uncomfortable or something, I'll give you one of these. That'll be your signal. Leave us alone. That must be her. Look, honey, now why don't you grab a box of tissues, because I got a feeling my shoulder is going to be soaked in about 2 seconds.
Cry for a million years until I don't have any tears left. I'm gonna cry until I'm as dry as a desert.
How about a glass of water?
Maybe we should sit on the couch?
Okay. Sure, yeah, let's go sit there. Yeah. Whoa.
I never want to be with another man as long as I live.
Well, come on, Kelly. You're gonna meet someone. You know what they say. You got to get back up on that horse. You're my little buckaroo, right?
I was in a marriage, not a rodeo.
Your age, I was dating a girl by the name of Brenda Claybuckle.
Daddy, and... please don't tell me a story about you getting dumped.
Okay. Hey, what about if I gave you some money? You go out and get some new clothes or something, huh?
Can I just be alone with Christine for a little while?
It's all right, Hayden. We'll be fine.
on. Yeah, it was a great game. Go Eagles!
Yeah!
Glad you made it, Coach. Did everything cleaned up?
What are you talking about?
We heard a big truck drove over your septic tank and forced 1,000 gallons of raw sewage in your house.
For crying out loud!
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
I thought you had to stay home and take care of Kelly.
Something happened to Kelly?
Yeah, there was a terrible septic tank accident. She almost got washed away. Luckily, she was able to grab a hold of the drapes and pull herself out.
What are you saying?
That's not the best story in the world. All you said was don't let anybody know that Stuart dumped Kelly.
Stuart dumped Kelly?
No!
Nah. She was just part of the septic tank tragedy. She was almost got washed away. She's okay now. She almost died, but she's showering off now.
So how come you're here? Is Kelly feeling better?
She wanted to be alone with Christine. She thinks men are scum right now. That's how nuts she is. Well, I just wish I knew a way to help her.
At a time like this, aren't there any fatherly instincts that kick in?
Well, see, I went to those first. I told her to get back up on the horse, talked to her about myself, offered her money. I'm telling you, the well has run dry, Doc.
Okay. This is probably the worst thing that's ever happened to Kelly, right? Whenever something bad happens to me, I always feel like going home. Maybe you could have Kelly move in with you, you know, climb back into the nest.
That is not a bad idea, Don.
I mean, where's she gonna sleep? You only got a one-bedroom nest.
So I'll build a bigger nest. I'll build Kelly her own room. The three of us could do it. We could start tomorrow.
Heck yeah, I can do foundations and framing.
And I can do, you know, I can play, you know, whatever. Tells me.
Oh, this is great. This could be my second chance to be Kelly's father. Thanks a lot, you guys. Can hardly wait to tell him.
Christine, this has never happened to me before. When do I start to feel normal again? When do I stop feeling like garbage?
Well, gosh. Kelly, honey, it's just so different for everybody. You just cry. That must be your dad.
Oh, no, he's back.
Honey, your dad just wants to help you.
But he doesn't help. He wants me to be tough and get back up on the horse. I hate that horse.
I know he may not always approach things in the right way at first. He blusters around and overreacts, but underneath it all, he's actually very perceptive. A lot more perceptive than people give him credit for.
Hey, I cleaned out your place, Kelly. You're moving in with me.
Are you crazy?
Kelly, honey, moving in with me is a great idea. We'll be together and you won't have to go back to your old place and all those painful memories of that idiot marriage. Hey, look. I even brought Zippy. And Zippy wants to live here.
You broke into my room and went through my things?
I didn't break in. Your window was open. Kelly, the important thing is you're safe, you're here, and you're with me. And the Zipster.
Dare you do this? I'm not moving in here. I still have a life.
Oh, but honey, it's shot to hell right now. Come on, I want to take care of you.
Christine!
Hayden, I know you mean well, but maybe you should ask Kelly what she wants.
Well, how the hell does she know what she wants? 2 years ago, she wanted Stuart. Look how swell that turned out.
I am not living here. I am not spending another minute here.
Oh, yes, you are.
The hell I am.
You are going to stay here and heal, young lady.
Christine, can I stay at your place tonight?
You're not staying at her place. You're staying right here.
Christine, please.
Why don't you wait in the car?
Hey, wait, since when did you become her father? Kelly, I forbid you to leave this house. What the hell is going on here?
Hayden, calm down.
How can I calm down when my daughter's got a broken heart? She's outside in your car waiting to go to your apartment.
You practically forced her to leave.
How was I forcing her to leave? I was forcing her to stay, Christine.
Your instinct is just to jump into action. not to listen and nurture.
Oh, blah, 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 de blah.
Peyton, wait! This is exactly what I'm talking about. This is a typical male thing to do.
Well, I am a typical male, and I'm a damn good one.
But this situation calls for a little more sensitivity than that. Sometimes women handle these things better than men do.
Christine, would you like me to put on a dress? Would you like me to get a pair of pumps? I'll just become a woman. Then I know everything.
I know that you would feel a lot better if you could just snap your fingers and Kelly would be through with all of this. But it doesn't work that way. This is going to take a long time.
I'm supposed to be your father. I mean, I know I wasn't around much when she was growing up, and, you know, I wasn't there to teach her how to tie her shoes and to ride a bike and do her homework and tell her about boys, but I never in a million years did I think she'd grow up thinking she couldn't depend on me.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Mama, 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 mama.
Now shut up.
Hey, 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 it's building day. Boy, this is gonna be fun. I got donuts and everything.
Luth, we're not gonna build Kelly's new room.
I got donuts.
Well, Kelly didn't want to live here.
Why not?
Well, I guess because I'm a lousy father.
She's saying I don't think you're a lousy father. And I'm no expert. I got a bird and a dog I can't control, but... I've watched you be a father. See, to me, most of the time you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you knew Stuart wasn't right for Kelly. And when they got married 2 years ago, you were the only one that was against it.
Yeah, I was, wasn't I? And I went berserk then. Yeah, I ran around like a madman, just shouting at her. It shouldn't happen. Tried to bribe that old minister. Ran up there in a fire tower, refused to go to the wedding. Anybody say then what a good father I was?
Hey, now, I think the problem is that even when you know what you're talking about, which is most of the time, you know, and even when your heart's in the right place, which, again, is most of the time, you have a tendency to go a little, you know, I'm using your word here, berserk. And, I mean, I may be out in left field, but I just have to believe that sometimes a daughter is looking for something, you know, a little different.
Huh.
You know what they say, you know, you can catch more flies with honey than you can, you know, with dessert.
No, Christine said kind of the same thing, only it sounds so simple coming from you, Liz. Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty simple compared with Christine.
Hey, there's Kelly. Yeah.
I better go get Dauber and tell him to cancel the heavy equipment. I mean, if you're not going to build an extra room, no sense in knocking down a wall.
Oh, it's Luth?
Thanks.
Hi, Kelly. You know, I'm really, really sorry about you and Stuart. You know, if it makes you feel any better, you know, I really never cared that. Would you like to have a donut? I guess not.
Hi.
Came to get my stuff.
Oh. Kelly. I'm sorry. I managed to take the worst thing that ever happened to you in your whole life and just make it worse. And all I was trying to do was just help you, and I... didn't know how to do that. I still don't. I know this makes me a lousy father to have to ask this, but how can I help?
Just like that. Oh, all I ever needed was for you to listen to me. I need for you to let me cry, let me be miserable.
Well, Daddy's here. You go for it. What do you need next?
A tissue.
Well, I can do that. Want to sit on the couch?
Okay.
Okay. Mama, Mama. Oh, here's Zippy. You want your old buddy Zippy?
No.
Done.
Are you upset that I don't want to live here?
No, no. I just thought it would give us a chance to be close.
Well, I don't live here now. Look how close we are. It means a lot that you wanted me, though.
I wasn't even going to build you your own room.
No.
Well, yeah, Luther and Dob and I were going to start today. Dob went and got some heavy equipment. We're going to bust down the hallway wall.
You're kidding.
Well, that's where Luther was going when you got here. He was on his way to tell Dobber we didn't need it anymore. Must have just missed it.